It's our second day in Yunnan province, and we're enjoying a traditional breakfast at the guest house.
Look at her outfit, so beautiful.
This looks like some sort of vegetable.
This fiddlehead fern.
I love it. Chilies, like in Thailand.
Oh, no, garlic chili.
This is the most unusual breakfast I've had in China so far.
This is supposed to be the birthplace of tea in the whole of China. So I'm excited to try the Pu'er tea, because that's one of my favorite teas. It's awfully good for you. It's very cleansing, and it helps to lower cholesterol and helps prevent heart disease, all these good things.
Pu'er tea, named after a town in Yunnan, came to prominence when it was drunk by emperors during the Tang Dynasty 1300 years ago. Today, it's a global export industry worth millions of pounds. Unlike most teas, which can lose their freshness soon after production, Pu'er tea is fermented, which improves the taste, texture, and aroma. The most sought-after Pu'er teas can take 30 years to mature, and one cup of leaves can reach up to £1,000. After a two-hour journey, I arrive at the tiny village of Dang Lang, home to the Buleng minority, who have been growing, tending, and harvesting tea for thousands of years.
Oh, look, there's some tea being dried in the sun. Very underdeveloped part of Yunnan.